it's perfectly expected that most people get a bit anxious and worried about exams. But it's also important to bear in mind that there are some people, and it's probably somewhere between 5 and 15% of the typical secondary school population, who get extremely worried about exams. And some students will be panicking, and it seems fairly typical that these students think they're the only ones doing it, that they don't think that there are any other students who are getting as worried as they are. So it's important to bear in mind that they're not the only people, and there are other students going exactly through what they're going through as well.
What advice would you give to people who are just heading into this kind of time now and starting to feel a bit nervous? Do you have like handy tips that you can give them?
Well, there's several things that they can do. Don't rely on a single learning strategy. Try and use as many different learning strategies as you can. So quite often students will just choose one. They might go for rote learning, trying to learn stuff off by heart, or perhaps they'll just go for what we call a deep learning approach, just trying to focus on understanding stuff. It's really important that you can try and use as many as possible, because if you're somebody who tends to get worried and anxious and maybe panic in exams, then what you can do is what we call try and overlearn as much as possible. Try and make the learning automatic so you don't have to think about it. And when you don't have to think about it as much, then it's going to be more likely to be able to come out. You're going to be more likely to be able to demonstrate your knowledge when your brain is freezing up and perhaps you're not able to think as clearly as you normally can.
So what do you mean overlearn? You're saying just do loads and loads of revision.
Yes, basically, as much as possible. Try and mix up different learning strategies, try and use sounds, try and use colours, do things in different colours, make charts, make a learning plan. It's amazing how many students are told make a learning plan, plan a study timetable, work out what they need to do, but don't actually do this.
And without that, that's where you kind of leave all this space for panicking about what you think you don't know. But if you've got a plan, I suppose, then you can just kind of stick to it, and you know that when you were thinking rationally before, this plan made sense.
Yes, that's absolutely right, yes.
What about when it comes to the actual exam? You know that feeling that you're told you can turn the exam papers over, and there's that feeling, isn't there, that just seems to be automatic, a good 10 minutes of complete panic, which you just feel like you can't control. What's the advice for that?
Well, for many students, the most intense point of an exam is the 10 minutes before you go in, and like you just mentioned there, the first 10 minutes. For many students, it's just about taking a deep breath and allowing yourself, giving yourself the time to actually calm down. I think many students tell me that they get into an exam, they look at the first question, and they just think, oh my gosh, I know nothing. Everything I've learnt has gone out of my head. It seems like I can't think, I can't remember anything. Things that I know that I've learnt. So it's important to give yourself a bit of time, because if you do allow that space to calm down, stuff will come back. And one of the interesting things about a high degree of stress or a high degree of worry is that people feel like they can't control it. People feel that it is in control of them. We've done some work with some students where we've been teaching them to breathe deeply. So these are techniques that are familiar to anyone who's ever been to a yoga class or a meditation class. It's about, yes, learning to follow the sensation of breathing in and learning to use your diaphragm muscles properly. It's very kind of simple techniques. And we've been teaching students to do this and asking them to try it out when they get in exam situations, specifically in that initial first 10-minute period. And although it's a very simple technique, they've reported that they feel it helps them enormously. And the reason why it helps them is because it feels like it puts them back in control. So it's a very simple thing to do, learn to breathe deeply. Learn how to do it and try it at the beginning of an exam when you get in there and when it seems like everything's coming at you at once and you can't remember anything. Just give yourself a little bit of time, breathe deeply, calm down, and then you will find stuff that you've made an effort to learn and that you know that you've learnt will come back.